Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos. Here we're continuing the halachas of moichek, of erasing on Shabbos. The shaila is like this. What happens if you have a little food that gets stuck to your bencher and you want to scrape it off so I can read the bencher better? Or you have two pages of the bencher that got stuck together because there's food in between? Are you allowed to separate those pages on Shabbos? So we'll handle each shaila one at a time. The guy with the first shaila, if you have a little food that's stuck to your bencher and now you can't read part of the bench, you let us scrape that piece of food off on Shabbos. So it's a big shaila. The sefta that says that nafla diyoy gabe sefer machkoi, shaiva gabe pinkas machka, if there's place to write twice, he's under that yichayev. That means if some wax falls on a pinkas, on some kind of tablet that you used to write on, the halacha is a problem moichik. And as a machlek is bach and a shvus yaakov, what's the halacha if wax falls on a sefer and I scrub off the wax? Is that a problem of moichik? Now it exposes the letters now by taking off the wax. So according to the Bach, it's a problem of moichik because I'm erasing something. I'm erasing the shaiva in order to be megala the words under it. But the Shvus Yaakov says, that's not called erasing. The words are here, the letters are here. It's only covering it. I'm just taking off the cover. That's all it is. It's not called erasing. And Lamaisa, the Mishabura paskins like the Bach. The Mishabura brings down in two different places. He brings down the Mishabura and Sifkot Yud, Shimem, Sifkot Yud, he brings down that va'ayim bebach duadim tiyachli zar kushenoyfel diyoy ale oisyois oishenotav shayva or some wax drips shelimcha katestosh da'idei mechikase minkar oisyois. That's the one place. Then in Sifkot in Yigimel he brings down again a similar idea. It says nafel diyoy yishardav alach other wet substance al sefer al yilachuk will shayda. Don't lick it with your tongue. Va'yirchet sedu b'mayim. Don't wash it with water. B'shem meichik. Because that's called meichik. So if Shabrua holds, that's called meichik. So the question is. So that it would sound like that if some food spills on your bench, you can't rub it off. So the Archa Shabbos said it depends. He says, it's dafka if it's something like shaiva. A substance like shaiva, which is wax, gets very stuck to the page. So then it's a problem of meichik when I take that off. Masha'ikin, if it's a little bit dirt or food that's not so stuck to it, theory holds, you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos, and it's not similar to the case of the Mishaburu where something got stuck very strong, like a diyoy or something like that. Something that's ink. But something that's just stuck there a little bit, you can rub it right off. That's what the Archa Shabbos says. But it says, if it's attached very strongly, then it'll be aser. In the Kovetz Halachos from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he's making a little bit more. He says that it doesn't apply at all by food. By food is always considered just a kisui, and it's not considered meichik to rub off the food. And if he holds on a bencher, there's no problem whatsoever to take that food off the bencher, according to Shmuel Kamenetsky. But Lamaisa, it seems like from the Paiskim, that if it's attached very strongly onto your bencher, you should not rub that off. And it says the Pesach Teshuvah is like that also. In the Shabbos home from Simuch Wun and Kohn, he also asers, they all aser stam. Stam, the Shabbos home says stam. So if there's something stuck to the bench, you shouldn't rub it off on Shabbos because of Moichik. He goes like the Posh Pshad and the Mishvura. But again, we are saying, first of all, the Archa Shabbos is only if it's attached very strongly as an aser. If it's not so stuck to it, then it's mutter. And Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is saying even more that anytime it's food, it is mutter to detach it. So you should be machmir l'chayr alakapanim when it's very stuck. You should not rub off that food off the bencher. Now what happens if you have two pages of the bencher stuck to each other? So the Mishmur Paskins at the end of Simen Shim Mem, in Sifkot Mem Hei, he says that even though separating two things that are stuck together, we learned this before, is considered that's a form of kareya, of tearing. But he says here, it's einay mechavin. Here, since it got stuck by mistake, so therefore, it's not considered mechavin. And it's not considered made lehiskayim, therefore it's not a problem. Read the lashon. It says, "Avahechash nidvku adafin lahadodi adei shayva yibeshas akshira mutal poitzku." We got to open it up. K'mo yishkasa simshin yadalad. Kivin lenasa lekiim. The kolch can hacha the nasa v'meilu b'miskavim. There's two reasons. First of all, it wasn't made. You weren't planning on attaching those things together. It just happened with food, and also it was not mechavin. Therefore, als kireya, it's not a problem to detach it. But this is only if it doesn't rip or erase the letters when I detach it. A lot of times, if you detach two papers, it'll pull some of the paper off with the ink, and it'll erase some letters. Then it will be a problem of moichik, even if you did it shleve kavana, but since it's moichik, it'll be a problem during Shabbos. So if you want to do it, be very careful, nothing gets ripped. If something's going to get ripped, then you should not do that on Shabbos. Now, two last halachas. If you have an egg with words on it, you should not peel such an egg on Shabbos, cause a problem of moichik. And also, if you have these boxes of food, sometimes it's like a magnet. When you close it, it forms a shape or letters. When you open it, it breaks the shape. So there, it's totally in the shaila of opening a book with letters on the side. It's totally in that shaila. We said then that So if this food item is very important, then you can open it on Shabbos and close it on Shabbos. You want to keep it fresh. But if it's not very important, it comes some cheesecakes like that, come like that. But if it's not very important, you should not open and close that on Shabbos.